Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Whatever happened, like, Reese?
Oh, yeah. It only took a week and a half for the three of us to become the two of us. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. I am Spike Eskin. I do not see Ike Reese anywhere. I do see, thankfully, next to me, taking his place, one Jackie Pigskin, Jack Fritz.
First off, there's no taking Ike's place, but this is a big show. We got a lot to get into today. Obviously, we'd love Ike here, but, yeah. I mean, it's a day before the draft. We have the Eagles Insider of the Year stuff
going on.
It's a choke job. I mean, you got to call it like it is. Yeah. I mean, it is, and there's no last two-minute report to save Ike today.
No, not at all. No, there will be no excuses, only accountability here. When he comes back, I think at least 30 push-ups. 30 push-ups when he comes back from missing today.
That's a big, I know he looks strong.
Oh, I have a problem with the house.
I couldn't make it in today.
Anyway.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
He can't do anything about it. Driving him crazy.
Wait till we bring up how he started the fight down in Atlanta versus Trotter.
Yep.
Oh, he can't even defend himself today.
Yeah, that'll be the second hour. Also, when he screwed us on breakfast in Clearwater, we were supposed to buy everybody breakfast. Didn't even do that.
Yeah, he's got so much money, but let's go to Frenchies on game day.
Anyway, we are, as Jack said, the NFL draft is tomorrow night. The Eagles do have the 22nd pick. There has been rumors over the last couple of days about the Eagles potentially trading up, not just trading up, but potentially trading up for a wide receiver or a tight end. Jackie, what are your thoughts?
Well, you want to know how I feel is if Howie Roseman does this, and if Howie Roseman goes and trades up for a potential skill position guy, receiver, tight end, it shows me one thing. It shows me he has no balls. He has no balls because he can't draft defensive players. And having to go take an offensive player because it's the more safe thing to do when the obvious thing is to go draft a defensive player. They have not drafted a cornerback in the first round since Lito Shepard. You were in Chicago, I think, when Lito Shepard was drafted. That's how long ago it was.
I think it was before that. Lito Shepard was drafted early 2000s,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, it was before. I was in Chicago till 07.
I was 8. I was 8 years old when the last
time
they drafted.
So why do you want him to do, if he knows he's not good at it, why do you want him to draft a defensive player?
The offense is fine. The offense is fine. What do you need this for? Like, all you're doing is trying to protect yourself down the road and taking a position that's harder to screw up. It's hard to screw up a receiver in the first round. It just is. I know he's done it.
Okay.
He's been able to do it. But the closer you get to the top of the draft, the easier it should become. Tight end, I was on the Brock Bowers train for a little bit, but it's a tight end too. Like, this defense couldn't stop anyone last year. They had the 31-ranked passing defense. They had the worst third-down defense in the league. And what have they really done to get better? What have they really done on that side of the ball to get better? They traded arguably their best defensive player. I can't believe the reports that keep coming out about this team possibly being interested in a freaking receiver. It makes no sense to me. And if he does it, it shows he has no confidence in his ability to draft defense.
215-592-9494. You think the Eagles should go defense, like Jack says, or potentially offense, like they might do? My position is this. If they know they can't draft defense, and that has happened for a while now, there's a sort of a long resume of not being able to draft defense, especially high up in the draft. If they're not confident in doing it, which I don't think they are, I would double down on what you're building on the offensive side of the ball. I don't think they need weapons. Weapons aren't what they need. They have plenty of weapons. They have two wide receivers who are weapons. They have a tight end who's a weapon. You just spent, you know, $36 million on a running back who's a weapon. You have a quarterback who you hope is a weapon. What is the one thing that ties all of those things together? It's the offensive line. And they are a player short. They're simply a player short. And if, you know, Ike was saying that he wouldn't draft a guard in the first round because that's easy to find and it's easy to make sure it works. To me, I'm doing something that I know would work. This team's success over the last decade has largely been built on the offensive line. They lost their most important offensive lineman this offseason. I don't think there's anything wrong with going out and drafting a guard or drafting a tackle who can play guard or somebody versatile like that. I wouldn't draft a skill position player, but I would draft an offensive guard in the first round.
But what I don't get about that is like which you talk about the trenches, and I agree.
Trenches.
I appreciate that you're a football guy, and I get it. But again, it's just cowardly. You don't have to waste the pick.
Their job isn't to be tough and show that they're not cowards in the first round. The job is to draft a player who you think can contribute.
But you can find guards all over the draft. You can find offensive linemen all over the draft. When they won the Super Bowl, their left tackle was Vitae, who they drafted in the fourth. Now, Peters was obviously the big trade. That was a totally different story. But you had Landon Dickerson make the Super Bowl last year. You had Mailata as the seventh-round pick the year before, Kelsey sixth round. You had a right guard and Samalu was a third-rounder, and Lane Johnson went number four overall. Like, you don't have to use the 22nd pick just because you're good at it. It makes no sense to me.
You should lean into the things that you're good at.
No, that's insane.
Look, if you're running a radio station up in New York, and the thing that you would be better at is hosting a radio show in Philadelphia, you should do it.
Right, you should just... Jump ship.
Yes.
Jump
bail
ship.
On everyone. I truly believe that the executives who know what they know and know what they don't know are the best ones. And they have spent a lot of first round picks recently, a lot of draft capital on defensive players. And the results have been pretty sketchy, to be quite honest with you.
Sure.
So if he knows he's not good at that, then I think going that direction is a failure. I think they need personnel on the defensive side of the ball. And I don't think they've addressed it enough in the offseason. But I think but using your first round pick on a defensive player because A, you think you can fix all of the defensive woes on the defense with one pick
at
22.
Well, you have to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere when you're rebuilding that side of the ball. Like, to go get a guard when the offense is pretty much set.
It's not set.
It is set. Everything is set on offense. Guard, they drafted one in the second round last year. Go, let the kid play. We're banking on Nolan Smith on defense, but we're not allowed to go let Nolan Smith play or letting Tyler Steen play? That makes no sense to me. Like, cornerback is one of those positions that have to be taken in the first round, I think, to get an impact player. Like, all the best corners have been drafted in the first round in football. Like, if you go further and deeper into the draft, you just don't get those kind of guys. That's how you end up with Kelee Ringo starting last year, Eli Rick starting last year. Like, these guys that are essentially taken late and thrust in positions they're not supposed to be thrust into. It doesn't make any sense to me. And every report that comes out makes me that much more aggravated. Like, just because you've sucked at drafting defense— Like, this is what their plan has led to. They've invested everything in the offense.
What leads you to believe that this year they could draft defense and in previous years they have not?
I can't just go into a draft being like, well, I can't draft defense, so why do it? Then get better at it. Like, get better at it. Figure it out. Because you can't – you already invested everything.
Is that where Ike is today?
What?
Is he teaching the Eagles how to draft defense?
Could be.
Could
just,
be.
Just we, there was some people here last night. Maybe Ike was going down to see that. But I just – this whole idea of trading up for a skill position guy when the defense needs to be rebuilt drives me nuts. And I hope Howie just does the right thing and takes a corner, takes something on defense, to get the rebuild started.
Take an offensive lineman.
No,
just do it.
No, they're probably going to do it, and I'm going to be furious.
Take an offensive what? Because we're going to have another decade of success
because
with the Philadelphia Eagles?
It's legitimately soft.
Too much success with drafting
the line's
offensive
fine.
Lineman.
The line's fine.
215-592-9494. Do you go defense in first round or offense? I say guard, but there have been rumors that the Eagles will trade up for a skill position player, which sounds shocking to me. Bradley in Oregon, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. I totally agree with Jack saying here. You can't be scared to draft defense because you've sucked at it before. It's a professional organization. It's the biggest need. I mean, it's all about scoring more points than the other, and that also involves keeping the score down from the other side. So you really got to hit on the corner round. I think after that, you're going to have to get either linebacker, and if you want to go offensive line second round, so you have two picks for it. So I really think it'll be corner. It should be corner. And then you got to address the linebacker at some point. I mean, our linebacking core, especially in coverage, becomes important because you got tight ends running everywhere, crossing routes, all that such thing. We got hurt a lot last year because we were lacking in that.
They ain't taking a linebacker in the first round. I could almost
Jerry
promise
Robinson's
you
probably going to be safe for another year. But in the second round,
Exactly. We have second round. We have two second rounders. So why not hit that early in the second round? But first round for sure, corner. Offense will be fine. Honestly, we have enough depth, and it's a deep offensive line draft.
I was trying to tell Spike that before the show. You can find them all over the draft.
Everyone's saying the offense will be fine. Did you feel like the offense was fine toward the end of last season? Did that feel fine to you?
Absolutely not. But I think a big reason of it was play calling, and I think it was division within the team. I think there was a lot of second guessing. There were players taking. They can control the situation themselves. I don't think it was really necessarily personnel. We have the talent. Absolutely.
We lost the best center in the modern era, the last 30 years, is no longer on the team. And everyone just
thinks. They have his replacement.
Everyone just thinks this will be fine. Well, but if he gets hurt, they've always had depth on the offensive line, too. They've always had depth. It doesn't
Tyler Hennessy's here.
It doesn't mean that this person needs, and you're confident that next year everything will be fine?
The offensive line has been bad, off the top of my head, one time under Jeff Stoutland. And it was Carson's last year because they're down to Jamone Brown. And they're down to some just the absolute scrap heap on the offensive line. Like, Jeff Stoutland is the best offensive line coach in football. That's what we're told. Like, if Tyler Steen can't play, that's an issue, sure. But you can find someone else. Everything else is locked in. And this is about what would make me even more annoyed, Spike, is if this is about Lane Johnson's replacement, that would drive me nuts as well.
Why?
Because he's not going anywhere this year, next year. Like, he's going to be here. He's fine. You can't draft his replacement.
He misses, like, four games every year some sort of injury.
When the opposite side of the football is as much of a sieve as it appears on paper right now, I can't worry about replacing my right tackle. This is what they did with Jason Kelsey, and Kelsey played two extra years after they drafted Cam Jurgens. It doesn't make any sense.
I have no problem with drafting Lane Johnson's replacement.
No.
If the person that they think is there that could be a tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles for the next decade is sitting there in the draft. That's who you take.
If the defense is more set, I would agree with you. But, like, who is good on that side of the ball that you feel good about? You feel good about Jalen Carter? Yes. Sure.
Well, maybe.
Maybe. But, again, like, who else do you feel good about? Bryce Huff, maybe.
But I don't think that is – I don't think that is solvable in one pick in the first round.
That has to start somewhere, Spike.
I want the offense to be complete. It's not complete.
Oh, my God. You're just like Howie. Like, seriously, he's got no stones if he goes offense tomorrow.
You're just like Howie. It's something that I've heard in different contexts, not in this one. 215-592-9494, where do you go first round? Freddie in West Philly, you're on WIP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
How you doing?
What's up, Freddie?
Now, look, my thing is, everybody talk defense, offense. Take the best player available.
I get it, Freddie. Take the best player available. Give a real point.
Right, okay. Last year, what did they say? The defensive player that they got now should have played more. If you was one of them guys and they go and draft a defensive player in your position, they put them in front of you, how are you going to feel? They don't believe in me. Plus, I like the guy that last time said about Lane Johnson. If he goes down, who you got to take his place? Nobody.
Yeah, Tyler Hennessy.
Oh, come on, man.
Jack's just saying names now.
Well, that's a real thing. He's a Temple guy.
Yeah.
One of us.
Take the best player available.
I'm not drafting a backup round one. That's insane to me.
Freddie, what if the best player available is a quarterback?
Yeah, well.
That rule doesn't always work, you know?
Yeah, true that.
Yeah.
I'm a longtime Eagle fan from 1960. I'm 71 years old.
Awesome.
Take the best player available and then go from there.
Thank you, Freddie. Freddie's got experience.
He does.
He does.
And that means something.
Been a fan since 1960. What do you have to say? You were 8 when Lito Shepard got drafted.
Yeah, exactly.
What could you possibly know?
Exactly. So if he was 1960, 70 now.
71.
71 now.
Yep.
Okay, so he was born in the 50s, right? No, he's born in the 40s.
No, try again.
Okay.
It's 2024.
2024?
So if he's born in 1954, how old would he be? He would be 70.
Okay.
So if he was born in 1953, he would be 71. There you go.
All right.
Garrett in the Lehigh Valley, you're at WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
What's up, Garrett?
Hey, listen. I think that the Eagles should trade the 22 overall pick for Patrick Surtain.
Well, sure. Is he available? Is the big issue?
Well, right now he's kind of like their franchise guy, but if not, I think the Eagles should definitely go after Cooper DeJean.
Sure, you're going more corner. I'm curious to see where Cooper DeJean is on Spike Gesskin's big board at 3:30.
Yeah, we have the YouTube big board at 3:30. Cooper DeJean will be mentioned. That's all I'll say. 3:30.
But Garrett, would you be annoyed if they went offense though?
See, I would, because you can get scout guards and tackles in later rounds that historically for the Eagles have been better. You know, so I definitely think that going defense here would be the best option for the Eagles.
Yeah, and like I know there's been this whole thing going on now, and Hugh's been a champion of this in the midday show, Spike. We're talking about, you know, defense, the luxury, and defense, schmefense, and which is shocking coming from an Eagles Hall of Famer as an edge rusher.
Defenseman,
yeah. Like, literally, that was his job, was after the quarterback. But
it's a different game than when he played.
Of course it's a different
game. And he's recognizing that.
But the final four teams last year, three of them had stud defenses. I mean, Chiefs, Ravens, Niners, they're built on that side of the ball. Like, you can't – this whole idea of just ignoring the defense, which just feels like it is.
Well, they haven't ignored it.
Yes, they have, essentially. They traded their best defensive player this offseason.
Well, the biggest contract they gave out this offseason to a free agent was to a defensive player.
Sure. But,
Well, I mean, it's true.
One, and they also shipped the other one out for, what, $2 million more?
I'm just saying that the player they spent the most money on was an edge rusher this year in the offseason. And as far as the number of players that they've signed in the offseason has all been on defense. I think you could argue that a lot of them are lottery ticket type guys.
Band-Aids.
Not that you're super – I don't know about a Band-Aid, but I don't know if it's a to-get-to-the-next-place sort of thing. I don't know if they're Band-Aids, but I don't think you can be specifically super confident in any of them. But they have made moves to address the defense, and I think it's possible that they do not think that largely the problem with the Eagles' defense last year was personnel.
It just feels like we're heading into a year where they invested money in Saquon Barkley, a running back who I don't think they envisioned being here for 4 years. I think you try to say in the next 2 years, you're looking for the best version of Saquon Barkley. I just don't know how you do all that they've done on offense. And it does look like if the quarterback is good, and I mean, this is all coming back to Jalen, which is fine because it should. He's the guy that's being paid $250 million. You know, on offense, on paper, with Kellen Moore here, it looks like a Super Bowl ready team. And on defense, if you go guard for no reason and keep that side of the ball as...
It's not for no reason.
It is essentially for no reason. You drafted a guy in the second round last year. And if you go skill position, if you go receiver, for what? What are you going receiver for? How many times did Zach Pascal touch the ball in 2022? How many times did Quez Watkins touch the ball in 2023? Like, we didn't want those guys touching the football that much. Like, they don't use those guys. They have AJ. They have Devontae. They have Dallas Goedert. It makes no sense. You need to rebuild the defense. You invest in Bryce Huff, sure. But, like, you have to be able to start getting some turnover on that side, saying, okay, this is our future core at this side of the ball. We invested so much in the offense. Get some young defensive players in here and grow up.
What if they traded up, drafted a receiver, and traded AJ Brown for a defensive player?
Well, I mean, I'm
not saying you would have ever suggested such a thing.
I have never been on the idea of trading AJ Brown for anything.
I don't want to give anybody anxiety about the idea of trading AJ Brown.
Deep breaths. But I mean, if they do. I'm just saying, if they go up and trade up for a receiver, he's gone. I mean,
well, if they make a trade up for a receiver, there's no way that AJ Brown's still here.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe not for 1 year.
Not after paying Devonta Smith. And then if they go and trade up for one, I think that would be a signal that AJ Brown's gone.
Yes.
For sure. 215-592-9494. Do you think the urgency that Jack is suggesting that the Eagles use to draft a defensive player is appropriate, or would you be okay with an offensive lineman, or perhaps trading up for a tight end or a... Can you imagine they trade up for a tight end? If they trade up for a tight end or a wide receiver. Jack, it is draft time. And you and I both have been around for numerous high draft picks for the Philadelphia teams. Numerous, numerous, numerous.
Oh, yeah.
There's always a draft pick that you're excited about, you see him play, and then you have to talk yourself into him for the rest of their time here.
Oh, yeah.
A draft pick that you talked yourself into, even though in your gut, deep in your gut, you knew it wasn't right. For me, the draft pick that I remember that I talked myself into was Evan Turner. Now, everyone was excited.
His jumper was so ugly.
It's so ugly. He's so slow. And
he hit the shot in the Big Ten tournament, and that felt like he's a winner.
Well, the funny part about Evan Turner is everyone agreed. We can crush them for that pick retroactively, but everyone agreed that Evan Turner was the right pick. Yeah. They had a point guard, yada, yada, yada. Everyone agreed that Evan Turner was the right pick. After watching him for literally 3 minutes, in my gut, I knew it was the worst pick they could have made. Like, I knew it was a disaster. I think we all knew it was a disaster. But you would look for these little things in games where he would do one thing well, and you would convince yourself, all right,
It's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Evan Turner is the guy that I talked myself into.
I have so many.
Yeah.
Like, I got so many throughout the years. Like, if I wanted to go basketball, and I'll take one off the board before I get to football. But, like, I remember, speaking of that, like, I watched the live stream, I think, the night that Fultz came here. Mm-hmm. And it was like, he looked horrible. Like, would not shoot the basketball. Because I back then, I watched, like, almost every Washington game, and I was like, he's sick. I love him. Need him. And then that game, that practice, he looked like a totally different player. And when they trade up, it was like, all right, he's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. And then he was a disaster. But football-related, the Philly athlete I talked myself
into. You're just going to do the whole
– I took one. I took Fultz. All right, sue me. Okay. I took Fultz.
But that's what you're – but now you're going to football?
I'm going to football. I'm taking two. Because I did talk myself into Jalen Reagor.
Oh, really?
The quote I said on the air, this is back during that time, I said Jordan – or Justin Jefferson is Bayou Jordan Matthews. So that didn't age
that
well.
That didn't work out.
And if you want the next Stephon Diggs, you take Jalen Reagor.
I think Ike was a Reagor guy too.
I think that was my fault though. Really sold him on. Like, and I don't know why he trusted my opinion so much in that instance. But yeah, I was a huge Reagor guy.
So the morning show side question of the day, which Philadelphia draft pick did you talk yourself into? And we are talking about what the Eagles do at 22. Jack insists it's defense. I would just take an offensive lineman. Sure up that part. So there is a position we just talked about briefly, which was linebacker. We've talked extensively about Jeremiah Trotter Jr. on this show. A well-known national NFL voice had some great things to say about Jeremiah Trotter Jr. We will talk about that next and play that sound for you on the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.